This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Patty Marks for the New Yorker Radio Hour. A long time ago, like 2011, it used to be that foodies scored the highest bragging points by eating stuff from impossibly inaccessible corners of the world. Today, on the other hand, the most fashionable food is local. In fact, the closer to your apartment that it was born and raised, the better. I like to be up on the latest trends. Call me a follower. This is how a couple of weeks ago, my producer Steven and I found ourselves rooting around for edibles on a foraging tour of Central Park.
Here it is. Come back. Here, you get a whole bunch of shoots.
So this tour was led by a guy named Steve Brill.
Okay, who can tell me which mustard this one is?
Who's a naturalist who's been taking people on these walks for decades. He is in his 60s, and he wears a pith hat.
The leaves and seed pods have very little flavor, but the flower tastes like broccoli. Who likes broccoli?
I think he sees himself to Central Park what Mr. Rogers was to the neighborhood. His co-guide is his exuberant 11-year-old daughter, Violet.
If you bite right into the middle of the plant, then there's your burst of nectar.
Who knows a lot about edible plants, and when she imparts this knowledge, she tends to jump up on the rocks and the trees.
Okay, everyone, this is sassafras. The root you can use to make tea.
She reminded me of a vegan Shirley Temple. I have to admit that while I like nature, if I'm in it too long, I get a little bored. So foraging adds an element of shopping to just walking through the park. The other thing about foraging that I find appealing is that salad bars in Manhattan are like $8.99 a pound. This is why Stephen and I returned to Central Park to test our knowledge.
Wait, what is that green over there?
Save money on greens.
I just kind of feel like a goat right now.
And try to build a salad that wouldn't kill us before dessert. Maybe we can get those people to taste it over there and see if they survive. I don't think this is filled garlic.
Really? It sort of smells oniony to me.
It does? I'm going to taste it. Should I? It's filled garlic. I'll take a little. Let me get the bag out.
Okay, I'll cover you.
Oh, yeah. I should say that what we're doing is illegal. You're not allowed to remove plants from Central Park. And in fact, in I think 1986, Steve Brill was handcuffed and arrested for removing a dandelion from the lawn of Central Park, but he was let off because he'd eaten the evidence.
Oh, look!
Hemlock. It's either hemlock or parsley.
I think that that's hemlock.
Baby hemlock? Okay. With all this hemlock, you'd think there'd be more dead dogs around here.
All right. This is the daylily.
Well, it's hard to know. This is the daylily flower.
It might be.
They're those hollow, dried up sticks. They're something, aren't they? No? I do feel it might be a little early in the season. I feel like we're here before the store opens. I think this is knotwood and that thing next to it. Hold on. Are these roots that you can get? No, they're not.
Oh, yeah, I can taste the Roundup in that. Yeah.
Like it?
Not particularly.
No. Okay. If I die, I think probably the cause would be complications due to lesser celandine that was too near hemlock.
Burdock?
No.
I think that's just...
Burdock look-alike. It could be.
Well, you can... Your hands are smaller than mine. I think you can reach through the fence and get them.
We should get an F in foraging. Now, there are dandelions. Wait a minute. Are these pansies?
No, I think these are crocuses.
Yeah, they are crocuses. What do you think about crocuses? I think I've seen crocuses on plates. But somehow it seems maybe kind of crossing the line to eat a crocus. They're so pretty. Well, they're not that pretty. Should we eat one?
Well, I would feel more comfortable if we consulted the book or okay. Our expert before we try and eat a crocus.
Yes, let's call Violet and see what she says about crocuses.
Please enjoy this horizon ring back tone while your party is reached.
This is Violet Brill. How may I help you?
Hi, Violet. It's Patty Marks and Steve Valentino, and we're in the park. We were on your foraging tour, and we have a question about crocuses. Can we eat them?
Uh-huh.
Can we eat
crocuses?
Them? Yeah.
No, they're poisonous.
They are poisonous, but can
they are.
But can we eat them?
No, you cannot eat them.
I'm kidding. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I don't believe her. I think we should eat it.
So are you feeling good about this salad?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. What should we put in it? Mayonnaise? Croutons?
Yeah, we could get a tomato, maybe some little mozzarella, you think?
Throw away the greens. This is some field garlic. You want some? It's a really good specimen. It's not as good as a scallion. Well, no. It's as good as a scallion. But a lot of effort to get a scallion. You could serve it at a dinner party, and people would just think it was so expensive it didn't taste good. It looks delicate. I could see that on a plate, couldn't you?
Yeah, that would plate. It would plate beautifully.
It would plate beautifully. We should have a dinner party and serve this. And people would be so sick, you wouldn't need to have an entree.
A small editor's note. Some plants were harmed in the making of that story. That's New Yorker staff writer Patricia Marks along with Stephen Valentino, and this is the New Yorker Radio Hour.